Welcome to This Is America in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Today on our program, we visit the Bureau of Engraving and Printing in Washington, D.C. to hear how American dollars are made. In 2009, the Bureau produced about 26 million bills a day. Producing money requires both artistic and technological skills. Dollar bills are made so that they are interesting to look at, but very hard to copy. In total, there are 65 separate steps required to make a dollar bill.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
Guided tours of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing are a popular activity for visitors to Washington, D.C. These trips are a good way to learn new and interesting facts about the history of money and its complex production methods. It is also exciting to stand in a room with millions of dollars flying through machines.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. And this is where the color of money begins. The money-making process begins when a yearly order is sent by the Federal Reserve Board. That order will then be divided in half. Half will be done here in Washington, D.C., and the other half will be done in Fort Worth, Texas.
Next, the Bureau orders special paper from the Crane Paper Company in the state of Massachusetts. The paper is actually cloth, since it is 75% cotton and 25% linen. This paper is made so that it can last a long time, and it is made with details that make it hard to copy. For example, bills contain security threads. These narrow pieces of plastic are inside the paper and run along the width of the bill. This special paper is also made with very small blue and red fibers. Both of these designs make it very hard to copy.
The first step in production is called intaglio printing. This is done on high-speed presses using printing plates onto which images have been cut. Each plate receives a layer of ink, which gathers in the cut areas of the plate. Then, each piece of paper goes into the press to receive the printing plate. The machine forces about 20 tons of pressure onto the printing plate and paper. One side of a dollar bill is colored with green ink, while the other is printed in black. Each side must dry for about 48 hours.
The printing plate used in this process is created from hand-cut engravings called master dies. Highly skilled artists called engravers copy images on soft steel to make the dies. There are separate dies for the different images on the bill, such as the picture of the president, the lettering, and other designs.
After each master die is copied, they are put together to make a printing plate that has 32 copies of the bill being printed. A master die can last for many years. For example, the master die with the picture of President Abraham Lincoln was made in the 1860s. It was used again in 2008 to redesign the $5 bill. Next, the large printed sheets are carefully examined to make sure there are no mistakes on any of the bills. This process used to be done by people. Now, computers do the work.
OCIS is an acronym for Offline Currency Inspection System, and this is where the money from the last phase will be inspected. Now, that blue box will take a picture of the size of the sheets of the money and compare its cut, color, and shape with the master image sent by the Federal Reserve Board. It will take that picture and break it down into over 1 million pixels. Every single last one has to be absolutely correct.
In this part of production, the 32 bill sheets are cut into sheets of 16. In the next step, a series of identifying numbers and seals are added to the bills.
And this is where the money from the last phase will be put into its final state. If you look to the left of the room, ladies and gentlemen, there's a tall machine with green ink at the top of it. That is the machine that will print your serial numbers, Federal Reserve seal, and Treasury seal onto the money.
The serial numbers on the money tell the order that the bills were printed. Other numbers and letters on the bill tell when the note was printed, what space on the printing plate the bill occupied, and which Reserve Bank will issue the bill.
Once the money is printed, guillotine cutters separate the sheets into two notes, then into individual notes. The notes are organized in bricks, each of which contains 40 100 note packages. The bricks then go to one of 12 Federal Reserve districts, which then give the money to local banks. 95% of the bills printed each year are used to replace money that is in circulation or that has already been removed from circulation. The Federal Reserve decides when to release this new money into use.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
You may know that America's first president, George Washington, is pictured on the $1 bill. But do you know whose face is on the 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and $100 bills? They are, in order, President Thomas Jefferson, President Abraham Lincoln, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton, President Andrew Jackson, President Ulysses Grant, and statesman Benjamin Franklin.
During the tour, visitors can learn many facts about money. For example, the average lifespan of a $1 bill is 21 months. But a $10 bill lasts only about 18 months. The $100 note lasts the longest, 89 months. One popular question that visitors ask is about the $2 bill. This bill is not made very often. This is because many Americans believe $2 bills are lucky, so they keep them. $2 bills do not have to be manufactured often because they do not become damaged quickly like other bills. People can send their damaged or torn bills to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. The Bureau will replace damaged bills with new bills. However, it is illegal to purposely damage United States currency in any way. Anyone found guilty of damaging American money can be fined or jailed.
The Bureau of Engraving and Printing first began printing money in 1861. It operated in a room of the Treasury Building. Two men and four women worked together there to place seals on money that was printed in other places by private companies. Today, The Bureau of Engraving and Printing has over 2,000 employees in its two printing centers in Washington and Texas.
The Treasury Department continually works to change the design of bills to make it difficult to copy. One method it uses is called microprinting. For example, what looks like a very thin line around the edge of a picture may actually be the words "The United States of America" in very small letters. Also, many bills now have color-shifting ink that looks like metallic paint. In the last 5 years, the $10, $20, and $50 bills have been redesigned. All the bills are mostly green, but other colors are added when they are redesigned.
The most recent note to be redesigned is the $100 bill. This is the highest value bill currently made in the United States. More than 10 years of research and development went into its new security features. They offer a simple way to make sure that a new $100 note is real. For example, there is a blue ribbon woven into the front of the note. If you tilt the note back and forth while looking at the blue ribbon, you will see bells on the note change to hundreds as they move. When you tilt the note back and forth, the bells and the hundreds move from side to side. If you tilt it from side to side, they move up and down.
There is also an image of a bell inside a copper-colored inkwell on the front of the note. Tilt the note to see the bell change from copper to green. This makes the bell seem to appear and disappear within the inkwell. There are several other security features in the redesigned $100 bill. Last month, the Federal Reserve Board announced a delay in releasing the new $100 notes. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing identified a problem with creasing of the paper during printing. The new bills were supposed to be released February 10, 2011. The Bureau is working to solve the problem.
Our program was written by Dana DeMange and Shelley Gollist. Our producer was Brianna Blake. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Our programs are online with transcripts and MP3 files at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Don't get me.